Here we go.
Not fear. The light of God shines in me. I see, I see, I see, I see, I see, I see. I see through the eyes of the Spirit, and I walk by faith and not fear. The light of God shines in me. I see, I see, I see, I see, I see.
Jesus will behold us in the mirror, the very image of Christ. It says that we are transformed to the replication of the things that we saw. So child of God, in this atmosphere, I need you to begin to see dead things coming back to life, dry bones rising up, situations in the government, in the cities in Asia, in Atlantica, in South America, anywhere in the world, because there are men and women who understand that there is a power.
I behold the one who saves. I behold the one who heals. I behold the one who delivers. And this power is at work in me. I behold. I behold.
We are not ordinary men. We carry the Most High.
And this power's at work in. You know, I was somewhere at a secondary school. Not, was it Josie? Was it a primary school, a secondary school? It was just a school around Ogba. And we had done ministering, you know, with the young people. I think they were in primary 2, 3, 4, 5. And so we are done ministering, just leading them to the Lord. And as I was going downstairs, they showed me a lady, young girl, I think 12 years old, who was on crutches. And they told me that, oh, she had an accident, and then she's not been able to walk. And then she looked at me, because she really needed help. And she looked at me. No, I looked at her. And I said, do you want to walk again? And as I was looking at her, I began to also pray in the language of the Spirit. And the Lord just stirred boldness in me. And I said, in 2 days, you are going to walk again. They are going to remove all of these things, the cast and everything, and you will try. Because I was seeing her healed. Because there's a power at work in me. So they were trying to record, while I was praying for her, they were trying to record. I said, no, don't record, because God wants to take the glory. There's no point trying to, what do a man of God that they've done great things for the Lord, raising the dead. Some people don't even know. I just said, Lord, just have your way. And I prayed for her. I said, in 2 days, you'll walk again. Because something was stirred in me that I've been beholding. And this is what I've learned from my mentor over the years, you know. A man that just consecrated himself unto the Lord, and his words don't fall to the ground, because he's in partnership with the Lord. And that's supposed to be our destiny. That's supposed to be my destiny, where your walk with God can command a certain presence. So as I see through the eyes of the Spirit, I walk by faith. I will tell this person, walk, and you will walk to the glory of God. And so I left the secondary school. And exactly 2 days, they sent me a message and said, exactly 2 days, this young girl began to walk. So when we sing some of these songs, it's not just, you know, For me, I would have really wished that, okay, let's just not even record, and you know, but we have to document some of these things. You know, I'm trying to let you know that there is greater inside of you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. So sometimes the devil takes advantage of us because we don't exercise our authority in Christ. So what Dr. Rosin was saying is that, you know what? Yes, he's your savior. Once he becomes your Lord, he will tell you, go, you are going. When you say, Lord, I want this for your glory, it will happen. So when we say, I behold the one who heals, I behold, he wants to make a wonder out of your life. So in your secret place, as you are worshiping, as you are loving Him, as you are spending time in the Word of God, you enter a place and then there's a knowing inside of you. That's why at the beginning I said, speak to things. What do you see? You want to carry your child? You want to do great things for the Lord? You want to grow in intimacy? Speak it. I behold the one who saves. I behold.